The end of August, always around this time of the year, we like to talk about the Lorain County Fair back and in business for this year in 2021. We are the 175th annual Lorain County Fair, and board member Patrick Schweining joins us. Hi, Patrick. How are you?
I am good. How are you this morning?
We are doing great. How are the grounds? Ready? Are they ready to accept all the people that are coming out next week and all the vendors and everything else?
Every day we are a little closer. By Sunday, we will be ready to roll.
Now let's talk about Sunday. Sunday is kind of the official, unofficial opening. How do you describe Sunday's events?
Well, Sunday, I would say Sunday is best described as a trial run. We originally were going to do it last year, and obviously that didn't work for us, but we moved harness racing from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. In order to do harness racing, it has to be an official day of the fair. So that's the official part of Sunday. Therein lies the problem where, you know, rides are still moving in, vendors are still finishing moving in, exhibitors are coming in. We can't really charge all those people coming in. So the easiest solution to that was, you know, we'll just keep Sunday how it is with the, you know, the free admission, if you will, and but it'll still be an official day as far as we needed to go for harness racing.
All right.
So, I guess best advice is for the public, treat Sunday as you always would. We're setting up, we're moving in, you know, we're getting ready. You can come up. There won't be any admission charge, but there won't be any rides. A lot of the exhibits will still be setting up, and your favorite fair food may or may not be set up and open yet.
Right. Well, what is taking place is the flag-raising ceremony as well as the crowning of the junior king and queen. So they've got an extra day of rule, so to speak, over the fair. I guess that's always an exciting event. So there does bring some of those 4-H members out there as well. So that's going to be a fun part too, right?
Yep, absolutely.
All right, let's get into some of the things going on this year. I know because of the scheduling and trying to get, you know, attractions and things, talk about the music acts that you have lined up for the early part of the week.
Yeah, so Monday night we have Escape coming in. They're just a Journey cover band, small town act. And then Tuesday night we have a rodeo coming in, followed by a small country group to follow that. They'll both still be very exciting days in front of the grandstands and just at a smaller scale. Obviously, trying to book big entertainment was going to be up in the air, even with the large entertainment acts. They don't know where they're going or what they're doing. And because of not having fair last year, we weren't really at a place to be able to book those acts. So we went small for now. And next year, hopefully, we'll be bigger and better than ever as far as entertainment goes.
Patrick, with things being kind of fluid on the COVID front, how have vendors, especially food vendors, responded? Are they coming back?
Most of them are, yes. Most of them are. I talked to Sharice yesterday, last night actually, about vendors in general, and not even a couple weeks ago, there was a lot of open space around the fairgrounds with food vendors and just other vendors, you know, the businesses that come in due to staffing issues. But she's done a real good job working her tail off and getting pretty much everything filled. So you may not see some of the vendors you're used to seeing there, but for the most part, everybody was able to stay afloat through last year, and they are coming back this year.
Well, I have not had anything on a stick for about 18 months now, and I'm ready to go to any vendor that's willing to come on out and prepare food and kind of support them as well as people have been supporting restaurants throughout this pandemic. Let's talk about, I guess, the Junior Fair. That's always, I mean, that's what happened last year. I was out there for a day or two, and the Junior Fair was kind of out there, the kids with their animals, that kind of continues going on. Talk about that, I guess, as well as maybe the open class that people are bringing out animals and what might be there.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, for a lot of us, that is what fair is about, especially the Junior Fair kids. Obviously, there are some numbers down here and there with entries, but you'll still be able to come out to the fair and see your lambs and your pigs and your steers and your dairy cattle and your goats and all that. So, you know, that's still going on. Thursday is still the small animal Junior Fair livestock auction. Saturday is still the large auction, so the pigs and the steers. So if you're in the market to come out and support our great county Junior Fair and either buy a pen of chickens or maybe buy a steer to split with your neighbors, that's still going to be an option.
You mentioned Thursday. That's the day for seniors and veterans where
that's
they
correct.
Get in free. What's the standard general admission for the rest of us?
For the rest of us, it's $6.
All right, to get in. Kids' Day is on Wednesday.
A lot
of different activities planned for that as well. And demo derbies, are people ready to take part in all those that come in at the end of the fair?
From what I understand, everybody's ready to come up and smash up their combines and their trucks and their cars and even vans this year. We've got a women-only van derby that'll be exciting.
What?
Oh, my.
Is this like a play on a soccer mom or something? I'm just trying to – any other new things you want to bring up or things that you thought, well, let's make sure people remember?
I would say this year more than any year, you know, come early and come often. I've been to a couple surrounding fairs this year, and it has been slammed. Luckily, we have plenty of parking. The shuttles will be running, so you might be parked out in the back 40, but the shuttles will at least come pick you up. But, you know, if you want a close spot, I would say get there early and enjoy the day out at the fair.
And based on the day and the long-range forecast, look like some great days, knock on wood, that you'll have out at the Lorain County Fair, and it's a great way to end out the summer. Patrick, we appreciate your time this morning and all you do and the effort you put in at the Lorain County Fair. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.